SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com. The Coast.
It's Pharrell on the bench, coast to coast, in the biggest way possible, hanging out the bad city, broken into bad, apple with a bad attitude, hanging around a bunch of bad, out of bad, take bad, lie, bad, do bad, bread, bad, attitude, bad vibes. We are live in the Magic City Studios in the Pharrell Pleasure, right across the river to the woods from where Granny loves to roll up a fatty Yoda Mendo cushion, New York City, the Big Apple. People dress in plastic bags, directing traffic, some kind of fashion shake it up, should do bad. All my friends come around, flat to flat to party up. Rats on the west side, bed bugs uptown, what a mess, it's town's a tatter. My brain splattered all over Manhattan, should do be shake it, ooh, ooh, woo, woo. I think I might have caught some from Keith. It's only rock and roll, but I like it, like it. Yes, I do, but I like it. Hey, what's gigging? I'm Pharrell, along with your boy Carver High this afternoon. Aaron O with Mafia running it. Hayden Fry at LTN and Kansas City Mo kicking it in on a Thirsty Thursday. A birthday roll call. Willie Cauley-Stein, 29. Bogdan Bogdanovich, 30. Austin Hedges, 30. Don Terry Poe, 32. Mike James, 32. Evan Gattis, 36. Dan Orlovsky, 39. Jeremy Shockey, you, 42. Bart Scott, 42. Luke Fickle, 49. Bobby Hugginson, 52. Richie Cunningham from Happy Days, 52. Brian Mitchell, 54. Kenny Walker, 58. Mike LaValle, 62. Fat Lever, 62. And Matt Snellenberger, 81. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Deshaun Watson of the NFL reached a deal, 11 games and a fine of $5 million. Watson, sorry to everyone again. We'll hear from him, a lot from him, and Jimmy Haslam, the owner, Brown schedule, their odds. We got afternoon day ball. Your boy, Albert Pujols, has done it again, Carver High, this time a grand slam to hit 690. He is 10 shy of 700. We got the Cubs in Baltimore, Arizona, and San Francisco getting ready to roll, plus the lion's share and Scoop Mish. Craig Mish will join us from Fantasy Sports Today and Newswire this very hour. The Yankees inexplicably beat the Rays in the 10th inning last night on a Josh Donaldson walk-off grand slam to the short porch and right. It was crazy in the boogie down. Aaron Boone on the show. Giancarlo Stanton targeting next week for a return. Jays beat the O's yesterday 6-1. Alejandro Fatso Kirk with a two-run double. Mariners beat the Angels 11-7. Cal Raleigh, home run, two of them in the game for him. And then Padres beat the Marlins 10-3. Jake Cronenworth with a slam Diego. Red Sox beat the Bucs 8-3. Brian Reynolds doesn't give a flying rat's ass what Dennis Eckersley has to say about the Bucs. Cleveland beat Detroit 8-4. Jose Ramirez with a big RBI double in that one. Mets beat the Braves 9-7. Brett Beatty, his first at bat in the majors, a home run, a bomb to right. We'll hear from him. Cards beat the Rockies 5-1, killing them today 12-0. Last night, Brendan Donovan, big RBI double. A's beat the Rangers 7-2. Shea Langeliers, again, a home run. This guy's going off. He's been up for a couple days. Astros beat the White Sox 3-2. Chaz McCormick, an RBI double. Dodgers beat the Brewers 2-1. Max Muncy, the solo shot. D-backs beat the Giants. We got everything for you. Bryce Harper will start September 1st. That's the plan. We welcome all of our radio affiliates. Sirius XM, Channel 159, Sports Map Radio, Sports Byline USA. And, of course, Mightier 1090. ESPN Radio in San Diego. Near to you, wanna do you wanna? We've got Schwarbaum, could be back tomorrow for the Phillies. Jose Altuve confirms he's going to play in the WBC for Venezuela. Joey Votto, done, rotator cuff surgery. Yanks and Mets, former pitcher Dellin Betances retires. Joe Girardi gets a job in Chicago with the Marquee Network doing broadcasting. MLB umps, they're adamant about upholding rules about home plate collisions. Bill Michaels will join us today, the king of Wisconsin, to talk about the Brewers and the Packers. We'll talk Cy Young, MVP, tonight's games in baseball today in Carver High history. You get all of that. Pete Carroll, sad for Drew Locke that he's got the Honda. He won't play tonight. Bears Seahawks tonight in the Pacific Northwest. We got Matt Rhule talking about fights. Baker Mayfield's going to be the starter. It looks like Joe Burrow not worried about his new deal yet. Jim Irsay happy with Matty Ice. We got Matt LaFleur on the show today. Tua wants to play in the Dolphins preseason game this week, and we'll see if that happens. Colts, Tay-Drew Ogletree has a torn ACL, season over. CeeDee Lamb misses practice, a foot injury, not serious. Jeff Okuda back playing well from all of his injuries last year when he was awful, and he looks good now. Maryland gives the Washington Commanders a sports wagering license. They'll have kiosks at their games for the Commanders. Big Ten, how about a seven-year media deal between $7 and $8 billion? Nick Saban says he's very approachable. We'll hear him say that today. Mike Gundy says Oklahoma and Texas took a lot of history out of the Big 12. Gee, you think? Votek's going to start Marshall, transfer Grant Wells at quarterback. We're going to talk about Kevin Durant again. You had enough of that yet? We'll talk about a Warriors-Celtics finals rematch. Rudy Gobert's return to Utah. Christmas Day schedule. Oregon is not the front runner for Bronny James. How about Inescu last night? The big upset. The Liberty shocked Chicago in the Windy City. Go with us on Coast to Coast, baby.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, for all back on Coast to Coast, Carver High knows I tell everyone that I meet everywhere every day that they need certain things in life, namely the BetMGM app. Really, you know, you may not need your wife or your kids or your, you know, any of that, golf buddies, all that stuff. But you do need the BetMGM app because you can bet $10 on any major league game and win $200 if either team hits a home run. All you have to do is use the bonus code MLB 2022. That's MLB HR 2022. That's the code. $10, any game, 200 clams your way if somebody hits a home run from either team. The BetMGM app, crucial in life. All right, Carver High. Deshaun Watson continues to say he did nothing wrong at all, and that's why he's got an 11-game suspension deal and a fine of $5 million and has to go see a shrink.
Yes, today was finally the day, Scotty, for Deshaun Watson and the Cleveland Browns. We now know they reached a settlement, NFL and the PA, 11 games for Watson. It will also includes a $5 million fine that will go to charity. The deal is agreed upon. There are a couple of other things in this deal, Scotty, that have come out in the last hour or so, and that is that his reinstatement is contingent upon compliance with a third-party evaluation and treatment. Now, his reinstatement could be delayed if he fails to comply with those issues. I'm about to play you a couple videos of him. He probably needs to change his tune from these videos if he's going to comply with those things, that's for sure. But that is a little nugget that's in that deal as well.
Well, and it's a nugget that I find to be ridiculous based on the fact that from experience, I can tell you, when I was younger, I was certainly even crazier than I am now. And I was controversial, shock jock. I've been called everything. But they sent me to a shrink. They were going to fire me, and they said, go to a shrink, and then we'll, you know, see if we change our tune about you. And that just did not end well for them. You put me in a room with a shrink. By the time I was done with him, he was eating peanuts out of a bag and laying on the couch with his feet in the air. I mean, if you're not willing to go and you don't want to be there, it doesn't work. People that go to rehab forced from their parents, that doesn't work either. People that have, you know, all this, we're going to tell you how it's going to be, and you got the criminal or the junkie or the, you know, person with a bad temper or someone that's psychotic, you're going to get them help because you don't like the way they roll. Good luck with that working. This guy still doesn't think he did anything wrong. He continues to tell people he did nothing wrong as he throws out his veiled apologies to women. Yeah. It's such a broad stroke. I apologize to anyone that I affected in this, but I did nothing wrong. It is absolutely laughable, the stuff that comes out of his mouth. Frankly, I think he's an idiot.
Here he is, Scotty, a couple of hours ago, just moments after the 11-game suspension was announced. Says sorry to just about everyone except specifically the women that brought the accusations against him. Here's Deshaun Watson.
I've always stood on my innocence and always said that I've never assaulted anyone or disrespected anyone, and I'm continuing to stand on that. But at the same time, I have to continue to push forward with my life and my career. And for us to be able to move forward, you know, I have to be able to take steps and put pride to the side. And I'm going to continue to stand on my innocence and keep pushing forward. And I've always, you know, stood on not disrespecting or sexual assaulting anyone.
What are you apologizing for then? What are you apologizing for?
For everyone that was affected about this situation. There was a lot of people that was triggered.
But not the women that accused you of this?
I've apologized to all women. So anybody that was affected, even
all
yourself.
Women.
Everything. So I'm apologizing to everyone that was affected about this whole situation.
So Deshaun, was this more about moving on with your career than contrition from your point of view?
Do you think?
This resolution, the settlements, the disciplinary process, settling that, is that all about just trying to move forward?
Everything.
Thanks for that
my
question.
Whole life, just have to be able to move forward, and that's the plan. You know, I have to be able to move forward with my career, move forward with my family, with my personal life, and everything.
Listen, this is really, you know, it reminds me of Bob Kraft, to be honest with you. If you believe for 1 minute that that guy didn't try to get a little action at the massage parlor when they decided, because he has so much goddamn money, that the judge said, we're going to throw out the video of him actually trying to pay off some masseur for giving him a handy, then you're imagining things. Now, this guy had the whole package out and whipping it around the room, and you know it. And then they all took the money and ran. He is not sorry for anything. This is what money gets you. Money gets you an 11-game suspension and a $5 million fine, and you got to go see a shrink or go to some kind of therapy that won't work. It will not work. There is nothing worse than forcing someone to go talk to a doctor about their childhood and their mother and father. I mean, this guy started asking me about my mom and dad. By the time I was done with him, I was sleeping with his mother. So let me tell you something. This guy, money gets you out of everything. Instead of jail, he gets $40 million this year to sit home and smoke fat doobies and drink cold Guinness. And then on December 4th, he can play football again. Let's get down to the gist of it, like I usually do.
Here's one more from Watson, Scotty. He says that one day, his side of the story will be told. Here's
multi-million dollar book deal.
Yes. Here's Watson.
You're going to take a lot of heat for I stand on my innocence. I mean, I'm already seeing it all over social media. So, you know, what is going to be your response to that when the world comes down on you for standing on your innocence throughout this process?
Well, I have to do what's best for Deshaun Watson at the end of the day. And I know what happened. I was in those situations, but I have to continue to push forward.
Call Aqib Talib's brother. He'll handle it for you.
I feel like through this whole process, we've been trying to tell my side of the story. But a lot of people wasn't able to or didn't really pay too much attention to it. But one day we will. Only time will tell. And, you know, like I said before, just continue to keep being the person I am, keep showing the community how good of a human being I am. I have always been, how I was raised. And I just want to continue to show that and, you know, keep pushing forward.
I mean, this is like a porno, like Deshaun Stallions or something. I mean, this is, he's going to come out with a porno about how many women he tagged when he was hopping from masseur to masseur, working an angle on all of them. Does anyone really find themselves gullible enough to believe a word that comes out of this brother's mouth? I mean, honestly, I'm just, you know what? I'm too cool or something because I'm not falling for any of his crap. I mean, honestly, like this guy ain't fooling me 1 minute. He did it. That's it. He knows he did it. And then is there anything worse than the guy that everybody knows did it and he still keeps lying through his teeth? It reminds me of a kid that a child that just keeps lying through his teeth. I remember when I was a little kid, I broke into a house with my buddies and we partied while they were on vacation for 2 weeks. And we just kept saying, all I remember is I never broke. I kept saying, I was never there. I was never there. I was never there. I was never there. My dad said, you're lying. I said, I don't know what you're talking about. I was never there. And then my buddy broke and said, I was there with Pharrell. And I go, oh, I'm going to beat your ass, you narc. All right, I did it. And then my dad beat me with a wooden fraternity paddle, 100 whacks till my ass bled. Never break. He's like the guy that just keeps saying he never did it. I never did anything. I never did anything. I never did anything. You'll hear my side one day when I come out with my new porno and my new novel. I mean, are you kidding me? I'm sick and tired of this guy. Just lap him in with the rest of the people I can't stand talking about. Kevin Durant's another one. Aaron Rodgers is another one. Throw him in there, Carver High. Put him in the bin.
Well, look, we're at the point now that we know what it is, yeah, he's going to be gone for a while. Later on, we'll hear from Jimmy Haslam, Scotty.
They're going to suck.
Of the Browns. We'll get Jimmy's take on the
He's another one. He's another sightseer.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Know your prey. This is a whole new jungle. This is The Lion's Share. Brought to you by BetMGM.
All right, Carver High. Brewers up 3-0 in the bottom of the fourth on the Dodgers. Cardinals 12-0, top 7 over the Rockies in Busch. Rangers 4-2 over the A's, top of the fifth in Arlington. Astros 4-0 on the south side of Chicago over the White Sox, bottom 3. Cubs, Orioles after one, scoreless at Camden in a makeup game from June 8th.
Yes, two homers for Andrew McCutchen, Scotty, for the Brewers this afternoon.
Cutch.
So tater time and a grand slam, like you mentioned before, from Albert Pujols, now 10 away from 700, as he's got about 5.5 weeks, 5.5, 6 weeks to try to clear that hurdle and get to 7 before he retires at the end of the season. But it is time, Scotty, of course, for the Lion's Share, brought to you by BetMGM. Now, I'm pretty sure that you bought another boat. There was another boat that you purchased just for the prop boat. You were tired of just the one with the 5 or the 6 engines. You couldn't get that one started, maybe, so you bought a backup boat, which we are going to effort at some point to give to you here on Coast to Coast today, Scotty.
It's because, you know, we hit so many blue marlins and so many gigantic fish that we snag with our picks that we had to get a deep sea vessel.
Well, this is the deep sea vessel. There it is right there as you push off.
Look at us
water
blowing
now.
By people in the inlet, just breaking all kinds of water laws. Look at us just violating speed limits.
Tremendous job. The new prop boat that we have in reserve in case something goes wrong.
I like the flag you put on the roof.
Good night all around. Scherzer got over for us. Gonsolin, Valdez again was over. The only K prop that let us down was Rodon, who did end up going over the 7.5 against the Diamondbacks. We need some taters tonight to get back in the mix with that. All right, let's do the strikeouts first. I'm going back to our boy, Ice Cold Brubaker. I know that he gets beat around, Scotty, and he gives up a lot of runs, but he's been good to us with the strikeout props. It's 4.5 again tonight, -115 to the over. He's over 4.5 in 6 of his last 8 starts. He may give up some homers, which is which I'm going to talk about when we get to the taters, but I still think he can get 5 or more strikeouts tonight against the Sox.
Yeah, I'll give him 5. Why not? I mean, he strikes out guys and he loses. That's what he does. He gets outs, but he loses. And they lose frequently, like, you know, every night.
Well, that's the beauty of getting involved with the K-props on the Lion's Share. We don't necessarily care if you win or lose as long as you get over the strikeout prop. That's all that matters to us. Next, we will go to Jacob deGrom tonight down in Atlanta against the Braves, Scotty. How about this heavy number? 9.5 for deGrom tonight, +115 to the over, -160 to the under. His last 2 starts, 10 strikeouts and 12 strikeouts. Oh, by the way, the 12, that was against the Braves. two starts ago, Scotty. So he's already got some double-digit numbers against him since coming back. I think this is a little too much for me, though. This might be a little too much for me tonight. Could be some rain tonight in Atlanta. Could get delays. They might not push him going back in and out. I might stay away from DeGrom tonight.
I mean, fair enough, but if they play, I'm going over because this guy is absolutely dirty. He's so filthy. I mean, he is just covered in it. Literally, no one can hit him. No one can hit him. He doesn't give up any runs. He doesn't give up hits. He takes perfect games into the sixth inning. The guy strikes out everybody that comes up. I'll go over.
Next, we're going to stay in Atlanta and go to the other side. Max Fried is coming back. Remember, he was on that seven-day concussion IL, Scotty. 4.5 is the number for Fried, minus 145 to the over, plus 100 to the under. He is over 4.5 in four of his last five starts, including going over twice against the Mets during that span. Barely over. Had five in both starts against the Mets.
I'll go over again. I think he's one of their best pitchers, and I think they're both going to put on a show. Same thing with Strider and Wright. And this guy, Fried, every time he goes out, he performs. Now, I am concerned a little bit that his noggin got rocked and he may not, you know, in the heat, feel well. Guys get, you know, nauseous, lightheaded. Lights affect you. You're pitching at night, those lights. It might not be his night, but I'm willing to go over because I think that number's so low. He's a badass.
I'm going over as well for Max tonight. Final K-prop, we have Yu Darvish tonight for the Padres out at Petco against the lowly Nationals who come to town. 6.5 is the number, minus 105 to the over, minus 135 to the under. He faced the Nationals last week, Scotty, had 9 strikeouts, but did lose the game. So he did get a lot of strikeouts, including that start. He's over in 5 of his last 6 this total. I'm going over again tonight for you.
I mean, I'm over. He'll have that by the fourth inning.
Your boy, Yu Darvish tonight. The late night game out at Petco with the soft serve ice cream. Make sure you get yourself a helmet full while you're at the game tonight if you're going. It is tater time, Scotty, for the lion's share. And let's go back to Pittsburgh. Yes, we like Ice Cold Brubaker to get 5 strikeouts tonight. But what else does he do, Scotty? He gives up bombs. So let's go to Rafael Devers and the Red Sox, plus 240 to hit a homer at PNC tonight against Brubaker.
I mean, this guy's turned into, like, Judge as far as I'm concerned with his at-bats. It's all or nothing. It's like he hits so many home runs. And, I don't know. Maybe I'm crazy, but I see him hitting all these home runs against the Yankees. So I think he just hits home runs. I think he'll hit one against the Pirates tonight into the river.
Let's go. Next, we're going to go to the Royals. Now, I've been following this guy a little bit in the past 2 weeks. I've hit him twice, Scotty, on my own, and that's Vinny P, Vinny Pasquantino. He's got 5 homers in his last 9 games for the Royals, plus 350 tonight, down at the Trop against the Rays. I'm going for Vinny P tonight again to make it 6-10 games.
I'm going to say no. I hope you're right, though, because I know there is footage of him going into the shoe store near Merrick.
Listen, stay away from that shoe store or else your boy Sal the Shoe Man is going to take care of business for you over there. All right, next we will go to the Bronx. Big 4-game series, Yankees and the Jays, starts tonight. We're going to start with Anthony Rizzo, Scotty, because he had a tater last night against the Rays. He's got 3 homers against the Jays this year, but more importantly, I'm looking at Berrios, Scotty. 26 homers he's allowed this year for Toronto. Let's go with Rizzo, and I'm sure you might want to sprinkle in maybe a little bit of Judge tonight, who hasn't had a homer in almost a week now against the Sox.
Yeah, I think Judge is going to hit one. I don't think Rizzo is, but I hope he does. He hit one last night. I worry about his back. Number 28 last night. If I could cash right now the season for him, just cash in, I'd be like, this guy was great. Bring him back. I love Anthony Rizzo on the Yankees. A pure left-handed hitter that hits into that porch so easily. Just a fly ball turns into a home run. Honestly, he is the perfect hitter for that ballpark.
And we'll stay in the Bronx, Scotty. A little double dip for us there tonight because I am expecting a lot of runs. And Vlad always eats in the Bronx. You know that, Scotty. Vlad Guerrero Jr., whenever he goes, it doesn't matter who's pitching, he usually bashes the Yankees. Plus 325 for him to get the series started tonight with a dinger.
Yeah, I like that. And I'll sprinkle in Chapman. And I might not even stop there. I got to look. Because the Yankees have just looked so terrible lately. They've been just getting poured on with runs and home runs. I mean, guys just destroying them. A Rosarena. So I think the Jays are going to hit more than just a Vladdy home run tonight. I'll give Chapman a sprinkle.
Maybe we get Springer involved, too. I know that he didn't have the rest day yesterday. Came in and got a hit. Springer usually does pretty well in the Bronx as well. So Jays and Yanks tonight, Scotty. We're looking for a lot of runs. We'll come back to that in a moment with the game props. First, for the game props, we'll go back to Atlanta. Mets to win tonight with DeGrom on the mound and under 7.5 runs scored in the game, plus 225. Mets to win. With DeGrom, they beat Fried under 7.5, plus 225.
Yeah, I love that bet. Nobody's scoring runs on DeGrom. I don't care what anybody says, so I'm all in there.
Next, we will go to the Padres having the Nationals come out to Petco. Padres win and over the 8.5 tonight. Maybe they can clear it by themselves against the Nats, Scotty, at home. Plus 155. They did bust out the bats yesterday before they left Miami, finally, after losing the first two down there to the Fish. We'll see if they can continue that tonight against the Nats.
I mean, this is another hit right here because the Nationals are like, they should be playing in Williamsport, okay? So they're just going to serve it up, and the Padres are going to rack up some numbers.
And then finally, racking up numbers, we're going with the home run props for both the Jays and the Yankees tonight. So why not get them both to score a ton of runs, Scotty? Yankees and the Jays, both to score 4 or more runs tonight at plus 210. Maybe the Yankee bats are awake after the Donaldson walk-off grand slam last night.
I mean, I think so. Berrios, 5.6. Montas gives up 3.5, 4 runs a game. I think so. Montas had one good start, one bad start. He's going to give up some runs tonight to that Jays team. They're tough.
So there you go. The lion's share, Scotty, for a Thursday night brought to you by BetMGM. You mentioned before, Rangers now lead the A's 4-2. Astros 5-0 over the White Sox. That is in the top of the fourth inning. They are about to start in San Francisco, Scotty. Diamondbacks and the Giants. Logan Webb going for the Giants today. They're about 10 minutes from first pitch.
Yeah, I'm on San Francisco. They've been hot, so I'm going to keep going there.
There you go, the lion's share.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, for all back on Coast to Coast, Craig Mish is our baseball insider on Coast to Coast. You can catch him on Fantasy Sports Today and Newswire on SportsGrid TV. And right here every week on this puppy. All right, Craig, let's start off with this. I told you this off air, but I got to tell you on air as well, equally in concert with that thinking. I thought you were fabulous on the captain finale. You were all over that episode. You were like, acting all coy, like it was just, there might be an appearance on there, just a brief snippet of someone you might recognize. Meanwhile, you were on like the entire show, and I just thought you were terrific, and I thought it was great for you and great for SportsGrid and our audience to know how deep you are in baseball circles. Great job.
Thank you, man. Thank you for your message, too. I appreciated that on the night of the show. I didn't know. I'm being honest with you. I did not know that I would be in there as much as I had. I had a feeling that I would be in there. But again, when it comes down to these sort of things, you never know how editing can go. And right. And I think I talked about with you a little bit last week. I interviewed for almost 4.5 hours in content. And so I was happy that a little bit of it made it for sure. And then the coolest part for me, Scott, was you probably didn't catch this, but at the end in the credits,
Right, generally, I did see it.
Okay, yeah. So the way that the 7 episodes go in The Captain is that at the end, they have these like sort of candid shots of the people who were interviewed. Right. And the first one was me. So yeah, that was
yeah, exciting. I saw that. I thought obviously I'm a homer for the Yankees, but I think the it was well done, well produced, well directed. I thought it was the music was great. I thought the graphics were great. I thought the beginning of the show always with the music and the end of the show with all the people that were on it with shots of them. I just thought they did a magnificent job with it, whether you like the Yankees or not. I just thought it was really well done. And, you know, I've been in movies before, right, in Hollywood, a couple of them. And I shot for hours and hours and hours and hours and hours and hours and hours. And then they always would tell me at the craft table with all the food, don't worry about it, kid. It's probably going to get cut out on the editing floor. And you probably will barely be in a movie. So when you do that and they don't, like, throw you to the wolves and you actually become a huge part of the piece, it's a great thing. I was really proud of you, and I'm a big fan of yours, as you know. So
I appreciate it. You should have the director on.
You know, I should. I've had a lot of these guys on here. He knows you. Pardon me?
He knows you for sure. You should have him on. I'll get Mafia the info.
Yeah, that'd be great. Like, we've had a lot of doc guys on over the years. I love these things. I think they're fabulous. And I just thought you knocked it out of the park for sure.
Thank you.
Let's talk about the Texas Rangers. The way they handled their firings this week, the whole, you know, front office, the manager, what did you think of the way they did it? I mean, sometimes you just got to cut the fat.
Yeah, it seems like they definitely knew that they were going to do this. They just didn't do it all in one day. And Scott, I'm not really sure the reason for that. You know, look, Chris Woodward is a respected former player and respected manager. But I think at the end of the day, Scott, no one is going to look at Chris Woodward and say, like, wow, like, that's shocking. Like, he just really, they didn't win a lot of games with him as manager of the Texas Rangers. They won a lot more games with Ron Washington, if you remember, as manager of the Texas Rangers before that. And then he, you know, had some trouble, but is doing a fantastic job with the Atlanta Braves. I think he's one of the main reasons the Braves have one of the best defenses in the National League. But the Daniels thing, it seems a little surprising only because he really helped build them back to prominence when the Rangers were just an out away from winning the World Series. So, Scott, he's very well respected. And look, in the end, was he a little desperate? I mean, what do you think, Scott? I don't know. I mean, the owner said, go spend $500 million of my money. And he signed two guys. They won nothing. So I think that's what ended up costing him in the end. I'm speaking about Seager and Semien at short and second base. When Scott, when you sign those kind of contracts and you finish last, it's going to end up being a problem. And I think that's what happened with John Daniels.
Well, yeah, and I agree. And I also think that when I spend that kind of money on a team, which is what the owner did, and there's no results, then heads will roll. I mean, that's kind of the George Steinbrenner way, isn't it? Like, I'm going to spend more than anyone in baseball, and you're either going to win or I'll fire you 5 times. I mean, he's done it so many times that is the way you run professional sports franchises, in my opinion. I do not agree with anyone that thinks letting these NBA players run these teams and push these GMs and coaches around and owners like this Durant and Irving have done to the Nets. Right. I'm not having it. I've said this over and over and over. I'll get rid of you. I'll trade you to Siberia. I mean, I am done with the inmates run the asylum. You either produce if I spend that kind of money or you're toast. Do you think that Albert Pujols, with what he's doing, today hit a grand slam and it's 690. Carver High and I have a lot of action riding on if he'll get to 700 before the season ends. You got about 5 weeks left. Do you think he can hit 10 more the way he's been on the pace he's been carrying?
Yeah, he still has to hit, I think, 2 more before the end of the month to have a legitimate shot. They're going to play a couple games into October. So it's funny, that game that you're playing, Scott, almost tells me to a degree, I don't know what kind of odds you have, that, like, are you sort of rooting against? I think you kind of have to root against the Cardinals then in the last month of the season because he's not an everyday player. And if they need crucial wins down the stretch, I don't know that he's going to be in the lineup every day. Now, he is playing virtually against every left-handed pitcher, that is for sure. But I think that if I would, I mean, listen, it's hard for me because I root for the Cardinals. I hope they win. They're a great franchise. They're constantly churning their roster and winning every single year. But I think for your purposes, if they enter like going into the last week of the season and need to beat out Milwaukee for the division, I think that's going to hurt you. And I don't think Pujols is going to play. But obviously his last week has been, he's dialed it back to like 2002. So I didn't think he had any chance at all. I'd probably put the percentages at about 30%. That's what it feels like right now.
He's hit three in the last week, and today the Grand Slam, and they're up 13-0. By the way, Charlie Blackmon got injured in that game. Looks like a leg injury, what I'm seeing. All right, I want to talk to you about the Mets and Phillies this weekend. My buddy's going to all the games from here in New York City. He goes, I go down there a lot with him to Phillies games. I like going to baseball games, and I'll travel to do it. I'll go anywhere. Let's go. So he's going to that series. I think it's going to be magnificent. And I think the Mets-Braves series has been equally as magnificent. The games have been great. That was wild last night, 9-7. Mm-hmm. Scherzer did his thing. And then, you know, very few people were on that over, I'll tell you that much, with those two pitchers going. But it went to, you know, 16 runs, whatever it was. When you look at it, Craig, tell me what you think, Scoop, if the which series would be better in the playoffs, the Braves or the Phillies for the Mets? Because I think both of them are going to give them problems.
Well, I think if I'm not mistaken, the latest projections, Scott, have, if I'm right, Atlanta plays Philly, right, in the wild card. Like, I think that's the way that this has got to play out, right, at this point. I mean, I don't know. I'm torn here because I got guys on both teams that I like. The Phillies feel like a team that's probably playing a little bit better than we expected. So when they get to that scenario, I do think that Atlanta, with the experience of winning the World Series and having maybe a little bit more pitching, I think probably would be the team that I would not want to face if I was the Mets. I mean, Atlanta has been there before. They've gotten hot at this time of the year. But that Philly lineup, I mean, with Harper back next week or the week after, like, I mean, all of a sudden, I mean, look, top to bottom, Philly's lineup may be better than the Braves. But the Phillies feel like they've played a little bit over their head to me. But I do think that they will make it.
So you got Strider, you got Wright, you got Freed, you got the fisherman, Charlie Morton. That is very impressive. How impressive do you think the Phillies are with Thor in that rotation with Wheeler, Nola, and it goes on and on, Gibson, Suarez? Obviously, those two probably aren't starting in the postseason, but is it that much better than the Phillies?
I mean, I would say that probably as a staff, as a whole, the Braves staff is probably not as good as 1 and 2 of Philly. But I think from 3 on down, I do think Atlanta's better. And remember, some of those starting pitchers that are not going to start for the Braves are going to be coming out of the bullpen in a series like that in the wild card. So I still do lean Atlanta in that spot. And then the other thing that you got to really think about, Scott, is that for whatever reason, Ronald Acuña Jr. has just not gotten going yet. And what if that guy gets going? And Ozzie Albies is coming back for them too. So I just think Atlanta has a shot not only to beat Philly, but clearly has a chance to beat the Mets. They imposed their will in the first two games in the series. The Mets look like they're going to be able to just, you know, ride this down to the end and salt away the division. But it'll be a very interesting dynamic when those two teams play against each other. Three teams in the NL East, really good this year.
What do you think of the job they've done in Hot Town with these contracts that they've knocked out and got out of the way with Riley and now this kid this week they gave $80 million to? All their talent, they're locking up with these deals. I got to tell you, I think they fleeced Riley. I think he's better than the money that they gave him. I think that kid, if he waited, would have been worth, in my opinion, I swear to God, I think he'd be worth another $50 to $100 million.
Yeah. See, the thing, Scott, that's interesting, Riley and Harris, like, I don't know them that well personally, but I've come now to cover baseball long enough to know that I sort of, Scott, stopped questioning these early contracts that are signed because, Scott, like, we just do not know the personal situations of these people. And who am I to tell Michael Harris that you should wait to sign your Byron Buxton contract, your 5 for $100? But don't do the 8 for $72 right now. Like, that's going to change his life. And I don't know where he comes from or what kind of money he needs. And I always remember that Altuve contract, Scott, that was signed years ago. And Altuve talking about just how poor his family was. And, you know, people ragged on him for signing a contract too early. But he really needed the money and he wanted to take care of himself and his family forever. So I'm sort of done questioning those contracts because I think it's just up to the individual at this point.
What do you think of Pedro Martinez's comments? And what do you think the future holds for Tatis Jr.?
It'll be rough for Tatis for about a year. And then provided the Padres get back on track and next year chase a World Series down, I think everybody will forgive. But as of right now, oh boy, I do not want to be standing in his shoes right now. You know, the other thing that never gets talked about a lot, Scott, is that when he signed his long-term contract with the Padres, like he had some insurance policy or some other company that paid him before he got to the big leagues as well. It just seems like a lot of stuff is sort of piling up and in on him. But until he speaks to the team, which I guess is going to happen in the next few days, I think then we'll get a better sense as to his contrition for what it looks like an honest mistake. But until he admits that he made a mistake and tells his teammates that, it's still kind of rough.
Do you think those same teammates that turned on him will reverse course?
If they win, yes. But what I know about the Padres, Scott, is the last 2 years they're falling down the stretch and they're doing it again now. So they better start winning without him.
I mean, it's unbelievable. Can you fathom them blowing it again?
Yes.
Yeah. Listen to your voice, Scoop. All right. Hey, Craig, again, great job on the Captain documentary. Fabulous stuff. Always good to see you. Have a great weekend. I'll see you next week, buddy.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Well, Carver Hyde, just so you know, the teams I was on today were the Brewers, the Cardinals, the Rangers. I was on the White Sox. They're bent over 10-0 right now. Yeah. They're losing. And I took the Orioles. What are the updates you got for me of these day games? And Carver Hyde, that Mavia documents those picks, obviously. I'm not making them up as we go.
Yes. Well, look, once again, we were day late, dollar short on a guy. Bregman just hit a homer for the Astros. They've scored 6 runs in the 4th inning. And they now lead the White Sox 10-0, like you were saying, just beating them around. The Brewers now lead the Dodgers 5-0, scoreless in Baltimore. And they are now underway, Scotty, in San Francisco between the Giants and the Diamondbacks as they are getting going there in that one. And also, we've got the golf going right now too, Scotty. We have several plays for round one that are in the balance right now. We did already cash a winner with Mr. Burns over Tony Finau, as Finau had a very bad day. And now we have Scottie Scheffler against Willie Z, and we have Wyndham the Butler Clark going up against your boy Smalley today, the last twosome that got out. And our leader, Keegan Bradley. Always bet on Keegan Bradley in tournaments that are in the Northeast, I guess, Scottie. Every time you play these tournaments in the Northeast, Keegan Bradley shows up. But we gave you Varner yesterday, and he's in second place right now. He is
HV3,
in the mix.
HV3, son.
HV3 is going. We will come back at the top of the hour, hour number two on Coast to Coast, and we will finish off the rest of the Watson stuff, Scotty. Jimmy Haslam, the wife, Dee, the general manager, they all talked right after Watson today. They're going to lie to you. And then we'll get into the Browns schedule, what games he's actually going to play, their totals. We got baseball to do, a lot left to go. On Coast to Coast, of course.
So, do you think they go after Jimmy G? Because they keep saying they're just so happy with Brissett. I just don't buy that. They're going to lose.
If the Niners release him and it costs them absolutely zero, they will bring him in, I believe, absolutely.
But no trade.